Hello. Thank you for joining us today for Financially Fit, where you will learn how to build your money muscles by making small changes to get you in better financial shape. I'm Dina Isola, joined by my husband, business partner, and certified financial planner, Tony Isola, and we're looking forward to sharing insights from our fee-only fiduciary registered investment advisor firm, ATI Investment Consulting in Stony Brook. Our mission is to educate and empower you so that you can not only get stronger financially and make better decisions, but so that you will never be taken advantage of again. This show is truly for you. We want to hear what questions and concerns you have, so call us at 631-675-1420, and you can help us help you make better financial decisions. Or feel free to email us, Dina, D-I-N-A, at atiinvestment.com. And remember, visit our website, atiinvestment.com, especially the blogs and radio tab where you can access replays of Financially Fit. The last week, we started on a busy endeavor, and that was to get you starting to build your financial plan. And it's really important to start this process from the beginning. You're laying a foundation, and if you're not careful and thorough early on, your plan can easily collapse, not work for you, or you may abandon it just at the time when you really shouldn't, like over the last 2 weeks, for example. And this extreme volatility is having many investors running from their plans because basically they don't have faith in their plan, or they built the wrong plan, they don't have a plan, and they've done things like ignoring their time frame and their risk tolerance. So these volatile times are really, really unsettling. So Tony and I thought that it was really important to address what's going on in the markets to give you a better handle of what's going on so that you can have some sort of historical perspective, get a little bit better understanding so that you can keep your cool during these times. And, you know, if you can ride out these market corrections, trust me, you'll be better for it. And boy, did the markets correct, huh?
Yeah, they corrected, and that's part of the ball game, unfortunately. And again, the main emphasis should be with your finances. You need to focus on what you can control. And rule number one is you cannot control or predict market returns. And rule number two is see rule number one. And if you kind of understand those two rules, last week and, you know, this week, it might be a little bit easier to digest. It's not fun to see really violent downward moves in the market, and it can be very scary. But unfortunately, that's part of the ballgame. That is why there's something called a risk premium, which means typically over time you will earn 3 to 4% more owning a stock than owning a bond. And that's the reason why, because stocks can suddenly go down very violently. That's it. That's part of the game.
And if you have a plan in place, these times are actually really good times to be adding to your portfolio. So if you have a systematic investment program, for example, where you're routinely buying into the market, whether it's through your 401k or your 403b or your IRA or just a regular automatic investment plan, you're actually purchasing more shares during market downturns, which can actually help you build your wealth.
Exactly. And the younger you are, you should actually, even though this sounds very strange, you should hope for things like this because it lets you buy shares of great companies at lower prices. And, you know, I think it's important to understand, you know, people will put on the news and they want an explanation for why these crazy things happen, right? Last Monday, people woke up and the Dow was down 1,000 points. That's very scary. And, you know, they want an answer like it's a math equation. 1 + 1 = 2. It's not like that in investing.
Well, you know, you mentioned that stocks were down a lot last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
10.2% to be exact. That's only occurred 9 times. In the last 80 years. So what do you tell people, you know, how to put that kind of information in perspective?
Yeah, well, I mean, that happened over a four-day period. Stocks lost 10%. That's very rare. But the fact that stocks lost 10% is not rare at all. As a matter of fact, historically, using averages, stocks lose 10% basically every 20 months or so. So figure every year and a half, you know, the stocks go down 10%. Now, what happened last week, it happened quicker. It happened more violently. But I think personally it's because the last 4 years have been so abnormal. The last 4 years, stocks have not fallen 10% at any point. So kind of, you know, making up for some lost time. And when it happens and it hasn't happened in a while, it seems a lot worse than it does. And it also seems worse because people immediately equate stocks declining to what happened in, you know, 2008 when everything collapsed. And to be quite honest, the reasons for this are nothing at all similar to the reasons for a complete financial meltdown in with our banking system in 2008.
I think investors are looking for an explanation as to why this is going on, what is happening. I know we've reached out to our own clients and sent out communication so that they have a better sense. And I think that's part of the problem, too. A lot of people aren't maybe hearing from their advisors. They're getting their information off simply financial news or just regular news or just chatter among friends, which is a dangerous thing. So what really is going on? Is China to blame for this? Where is this all coming from?
Well, I mean, you know, you hear in the news, well, China is slowing down, you know, they devalued their currency. You know, the Federal Reserve is talking about, you know, raising interest rates in September. And immediately those were the culprits. Those were the real reasons why the market went down 1,000 points. Well, let's be honest. If you're in the financial industry, unless you were in a coma for the past several months, those two events have been in the news every single day. China has been slowing down for a while. The Federal Reserve has been talking about raising interest rates for months. So I really severely doubt that everybody just woke up on Monday morning and decided to sell their stocks because of these news items. Sometimes stocks, people are just looking for an excuse to sell stocks after they've had a very good long run. The past few years, stocks, even though most people don't realize this, have been up over 200%. So sometimes these things happen and people just want to sell their stocks. And there is no one reason. When you're talking about billions of shares of stocks being traded and all kinds of human emotions involved, I think it's not helpful to pin one reason when things like this happens. It's usually a lot of different reasons coming together, and many of them are illogical and unexplainable.
I think the unifying sentiment, though, that does cause this is uncertainty. I think that rattles the cage more than anything.
Yes. People, you know, do not like uncertainty. But unfortunately, you know, you think of an elevator. When an elevator goes down, it can go down pretty fast. And when you kind of walk up the stairs, you know, you take your time, but you get to where you want to go. So market corrections are kind of like that. Even though most of the time it's going up, when it does go down, it's a much more violent drop than when it goes up, which is usually at a more gradual pace. So again, it's more of a shock to your system. And you know, and people, their DNA, they need an explanation. They need a story for everything. So many times the media will come on and grant them their wish and give them this story, whether it's true or not.
Well, when you invest in stocks, that's the risk you're taking, right? That the market can go down. But again, that's why you can make money in stocks, too. It's kind of the no gain, no pain philosophy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just like I said, there's a risk premium. Stocks will return more over time because they have a greater risk. But again, in numbers, you know, if you took $100 in 1928 and put it into the stock market, it would be worth almost $300,000 in 2013. In bonds, that same $100 would be worth about $7,000. So that's the price you have to pay. And there's a saying in investing, you know, that there only the survivors in investing can win. In other words, you have to stay with it. You have to keep invested during these times and not sell every time there's a blip in the market. Because even though this seems like it was a big move, if you look at a long-term chart of the stock market, a 5 or 10% move is barely noticeable over a long period of time. So that's kind of the perspective you need to have.
The truth of the matter is investors aren't usually worried when they should be. And that's when things are going like gangbusters. And, you know, there's this irrational exuberance, as they call it. And they tend not to do what they should do during market downturns, which is start to add to their portfolio, unfortunately.
Yes, and that's why the value of good advice is invaluable during these time periods.
Well, we're going to continue this conversation when we come back, so stay tuned. And don't forget to check out ATIinvestment.com for more great resources, as well as replays of our radio show. Hello and welcome back to Financially Fit. I'm Dina Isola. Thank you for joining us today. We've been discussing market volatility and what effect it has on people as they try to make sense of their financial plans. Right now, we're going to discuss the danger of letting short-term events affect your long-term planning, because that's probably the biggest negative of what's gone on these last couple weeks.
Absolutely. And again, you know, the more knowledge you have about this stuff, the better prepared you are to handle it when it happens. And I just think it's important to understand, you know, some statistics about markets. First of all, the market has always recovered from any crash or correction we've had and gone on to new highs. That's just how it's been. You know, secondly, usually the more the market goes down over the next 5 years, it usually recovers. And the more it goes down, the average return over those 5 years is even higher. For instance, if, say, we look at the S&P and it goes down 20%, which is possible it could this year, from nobody knows, from its peak. Historically, if that tends to happen, in 5 years, the market will recover. And over those next 5 years, it will average over a 10% gain. The statistics are even higher. If the market goes down 30%, over the next 5 years, it tends to recover, averaging a 15% gain. So I think you need to just keep this data in mind when you hear people on TV and market crisis and this and that and what to do. Basically, what to do is nothing. That's usually the best strategy when this kind of stuff is going on. And if you're going to do anything, if you have allocated, you know, say 60% stocks to you know, after your portfolio, and now the allocation is at 50% because the market has declined, you know, a significant amount, well, then maybe it's time to rebalance your portfolio. And instead of selling with the herd, stepping in and buying stock and getting back to your 60% allocation that you decided upon before any of this stuff came out.
I think getting back to the point of a financial plan and how it helps you weather times like these is really underscored when the market collapses or corrects or gyrates too much for comfort. And I think if you don't have a plan in place, or maybe you don't have an adequate plan in place, you need to make sure that you're starting from the ground up. Like last week, we had you look over your income and what's coming in and your net worth and what you should be committing to investments. And that's a great place to start. Certainly, you need to know that. Not everyone's done that. Who does have a plan? Now, going forward, you also have to look at things such as your risk tolerance and your time frame, because these things are going to affect your plan as well. Many people have these very generic plans, and it goes something like this. I'm 40 years old, and 100 minus 40 equals 60, so my portfolio should be 60% stocks, 40% bonds. Well, that is so vanilla and so generic, in my opinion, it's useless, because I could be 40 years old, but I could be looking to retire at age 50, as opposed to another 40-year-old who maybe plans on working till age 70. So our goals different, resources different, our portfolio different. How this 60-40 is going to answer both of our issues, it just makes no sense. So getting a really good plan in place is imperative, because if you don't have confidence in this plan, you're not going to stick with it when you need it.
Absolutely. And here is a really, really, really bad plan. I'm going to now time the market.
Yes.
So here's what I'm going to do. The market's going down, so it's probably going to go down a lot more. So I'm going to sell my stocks, okay, because I'm able to do that. I'm a fortune teller. I'll be able to sell them at the top. And then what I'll be able to do is I'll buy them back at the bottom, because I'll certainly be able to predict when that's going to occur. Now, that is a recipe for disaster, because basically the story about being in the market is it's about time in the market, not timing. And since we cannot forecast the market, we cannot control the returns, trying to time the market usually will end up having you sell when you should be buying and buy when you should be selling. And that is no way to make money. And, you know, you'll put on the TV and you'll hear, well, times are very dangerous now and things are uncertain. So my advice for you is, you know, don't buy any stocks, and, you know, it's too risky. When you really think about it, this makes no sense. If stocks fell 20%, they are now 20% less risky than they were a few months ago, because the prices are now lower. And to be honest, that's why investing is very difficult, because when times are perceived to be the most risky time to buy stocks, for instance, in 2008, that was a once-in-a-generation lifetime buying opportunity that we may never see again. But the average person on TV was probably telling you to buy gold, or, I don't know, bury your money in your yard or something else ridiculous. And again, you go back to, you know, 2000, when the tech stocks were going crazy and everyone was saying, well, you better put all your money in your tech stocks. And, you know, Warren Buffett's an idiot because he doesn't understand technology and all that other nonsense. So I just gave, you know, those are two times. 2000, everything was supposedly so safe. And then 2008, when everything was so risky. And if you followed those procedures that I just told you, which were quite prevalent in the media during these times, you ended up losing a lot of money.
An interesting story. Our 12-year-old son was aware that the market was doing things, and he doesn't fully understand what was going on, but he knew enough that the prices had come down. And he said to Tony, you know, why is it that people go into shops and they buy when there's these big sales? And why don't they do that when the stocks go down in price? And we thought, wow, you know, this 12-year-old actually gets exactly what an opportunity this is for investors. But this is not easy. And that's the point. And you have to know your limitations. If you don't have the stomach to step in and do this for yourself, you need to find someone who can. I'm not a firefighter. And if you sent me into a building that was on fire, I'd run the hell out, just like many other people. So to expect me to be able to handle myself in that situation when I don't have the training, the knowledge, you know, the safety training, anything, is ludicrous. And it's the same thing. If you know that you cannot handle this, you're not going to be doing your research, you're not taking the time to build the plan, what you need to do is go find someone to help you make that plan. And we're certainly available if you need our help, but find someone that you can trust.
Right. And again, the key to making money in stocks is not getting scared out of them. That's a very, very important rule. And one of the things people don't understand is their risk tolerance. We actually have a tool, and it's on our website, atiinvestment.com.
Right on the homepage, on the right side, and there's a box.
And it says, what's your
risk number?
What's your risk number? And if you fill out a few questions, you could kind of get an idea of how much risk you can tolerate. We do this with our clients. So, for instance, if a client is a little more conservative and, you know, it's kind of sketchy when the market goes down a lot, we try to limit their losses and we simply make up for it with a higher savings rate. So you can sometimes have your cake and eat it too. You can have a lower percentage to stocks as long as you save more. But the key is your expectations. There's, you know, you could create a portfolio where, you know, if the market goes down, you know, 30%, you'll lose one third of that, which is 10%, which is over, you know, which is not fun, but it's certainly not anything to go crazy over and feel your financial future is ruined. So it's very important, you know, there's a lot of technology out there and there's ways to manage a portfolio. Not to keep it from losing money temporarily, that's impossible, but to manage the risk, that is really what's important. And if your advisor doesn't have these tools, it's something you should ask about, because there's technology out there today that wasn't available just a few years ago that will make the investing process a lot more easier, but not, I shouldn't say easier, but just more understandable, and your expectations will be proper. And that's the problem. Most people don't even understand what they own. And, you know, they think when the market goes down, they're going to lose all of their money. And it causes panic due to ignorance.
We mentioned last week that making sure that you have short-term funds set to the side is really important as part of your long-term plan, because that allows your long-term plan to function as a long-term plan, because you have your short-term needs taken care of. And again, imperative in markets like these, because if your short-term cash is safe and you have an adequate cushion, you're not likely to panic during the market downturns, because that's affecting your long-term money. Okay, be sure and visit our site, atiinvestment.com. If you go to the blogs and radio tab, there's replays of our show, Tony's blogs, and also he's been picked up by a number of publications, NASDAQ.com, Christian Science Monitor. So be sure and check that out. Or call us at 631-675-1420. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week.